this is a very big deal. It's getting closer and closer to that moment that Mike Adams calls Operation Sandman, where the countries just say we're done with the dollar because it is no longer the reserve currency, the petrol reserve. When this happens, you will see a flood, a tsunami of inflation hitting our shores as the world where there's two or three or four times the amount of dollars outside the country than there is here inside it. You'll see inflation at a level that no one can imagine, and the byproduct of that is spiked interest rates, which blows everything up.
Here at Liberty and Finance, we're licensed brokers with Miles Franklin. We are standing by the inventory, ready to make sure you get what you need, even into the wee hours of night and on weekends, because preparedness doesn't stop. Call us 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237.
Welcome back to Liberty and Finance. We're always glad to have this returning guest for our weekly market update. We have Andy Schechtman, the CEO of Miles Franklin Precious Metals, here with us this Tuesday, April 4th, 2023. Andy, thanks as always for coming back on Liberty and Finance.
Absolutely. It's good to be here. Thanks for having me, Dunnigan. I appreciate it. In what is a very, very crazy day today with metals flying the way that they are, it's a good time to be chatting.
We'll keep it short for several reasons. One is the busy market conditions make for a lot of clients trying to get through to both of us. But also, my wife and I just moved in yesterday. The movers, we had two trucks here moving us into our new location in Central Florida. And we are totally digging out of boxes and stuff. So I'm going to have to, I am on audio only because our high-speed connection isn't installed till this afternoon. And so please, everyone, please bear with us. And we should be back with full video next week. We wanted Andy to get your updates on the market conditions first. You always tend to take a macro view, connecting the dots for us between global shifts, pivots away from the US dollar, strains in the monetary system, and then we eventually end up talking about the realities on the ground in the retail precious metals investment availability and premiums and so on. Can you start us out with your high-level view of the things that you're watching unfold on the global scheme, on the global stage, and the implications and the import of those as you see it for our financial future?
You know something, I've been really thinking a lot lately, Dunnigan, about the way that the things that I've been talking about for the last couple of years since you and I have been doing these weekly shows have panned out. And when we started talking, you and I, it was a linear progression of events. That's how I always titled it. And the progression of these events seemed to be moving in an orderly pace over the last 2 years. It is no longer linear in any manner at all. In fact, it's very chaotic. It's shotgun. I take pride in seeing things as clearly as I did, as early as I did, talking about things that nobody was talking about. But now that CNN and Fox have decided to talk about the de-dollarization and the formation of the BRICS countries as if they're onto something new, it is gaining acceptance. It's bad enough to talk about what is happening within our borders. It is bad enough to realize that within the banking system, $126 billion were pulled out of the regional banks this last week, and close to $250 billion since the beginning of the banking crisis. And the ramifications of Janet Yellen saying that she will not backstop the regional banks unless the FOMC, the FDIC, herself and the president agree that these banks that need to be bailed out are systemic enough to justify it. In essence, she's lit a fuse underneath the banks. It's bad enough what's happening there, which has created chaos in our industry, where it's one thing to talk about the stock and the bond market being fragile, the real estate market showing signs of fragility. It's another thing to think that the bank that you've trusted your life savings to for your whole life or your business or your retirement accounts or whatever it may be, if you're a farmer, even the loans that you have to buy your combine and your diesel fuel to plant your fields and all the working capital, you're wondering, what am I going to do? That's bad enough. That is exacerbating the trends that we are now seeing. And I counted close to 20 things that happened just this last week. So let's just run through several of them real quick. When we talk about a real, kind of like the old reel-to-reel audio players that from years gone by, or the old movie projector where the reel is spinning, there are two reels and they're spinning faster and faster and faster and faster. That's what it's like right now. And let's just go through a couple. One, you have Saudi Arabia entered a trade alliance with China, Russia, India, and Pakistan in an attempt to step further away from the reliance on the dollar. This is all in the last week, okay? This is since we've last talked. You have China and France completing the first liquid natural gas trade using Chinese yuan, of course, ending the reliance on the U.S. dollar for energy trades. You have China and Brazil, who is the second largest exporter of corn in the world, is now settling trades in their own currencies, ditching the dollar. You have a representative of the Russian State Duma. He's the State Duma deputy, and that's kind of like a branch of the government, that says what we already knew, that Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are developing a new currency, and that these currencies will have this new reserve currency pegged to commodities. You have Saudi Arabia partnering with China to build a Chinese oil refinery for 83.7 billion yuan, or $12.2 billion. We talked about last week Kenya signing a deal with Saudi Arabia and the UAE to buy oil with Kenyan shillings instead of US dollars, and the president of Kenya telling its citizens to get rid of U.S. dollars or go see the nurse because within 2 weeks, something will happen. You have the Association of the Southeast Asian Nations considering dropping U.S. dollar, euro, yen, and British pounds for local currency and financial settlements. And the top of the agenda is reducing dependence on the U.S. dollar, the euro, the yen, and the pound from financial transactions. You have India agreeing to settle trade in Indian rupees with certain countries instead of U.S. dollars, and those are countries that are having currency failure or dollar shortages. So they're coming in and saying, we'll trade with you, even if you can't get dollars or you're having problems with your own local currency. You have the Chinese yuan surpasses the euro to become Brazil's second largest currency in foreign currency reserves. Another huge deal. You have the U.S. Social Security funds, according to Reuters last week, said that they're due to run out by 2033. Now, we've talked a lot about the $76 trillion shortfall in Social Security. You had our president come out and said that the banking crisis is not over yet. You had Saudi Arabia agree to join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization as a dialogue partner. That's the first step, is becoming a full member. This is a big deal because the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, which represents close to 60% of the Eurasian landmass and pretty darn close to that same percentage of population of the world, which is a military organization as well. So, you know, if you're going to break free from the dollar and the petrol reserve standard, and certainly having your ducks in a row in terms of protection, we've talked at length about how they've signed the protection agreement with Russia, and now they join the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. You're talking about being protected from the West and the ramifications of leaving the petrodollar. We learned again about the BRICS currency, that it would be backed by gold and commodities such as rare earth metals. This was a new interview given by a Russian finance guy with the last name of Babakov, and he said, left open the possibility of a unified currency arising within the BRICS, potentially backed by gold as well as other commodities such as rare earth elements or land. And then you have, in from the stupidity department, NATO fully to adopt Finland, further antagonizing Russia. And from the, I can't confirm this, this was issued by a Russian special military, or excuse me, a Russian state TV war correspondent has claimed that North Korea is preparing to send 500,000. It's weird because one says 500,000 and the other says 50,000. So let's go with 50,000 troops to the Ukraine to fight alongside Russian troops. And again, we talked about $126 billion pulled out of the banks in this last week. So when you talk about the things that we've been talking about, you can see they are accelerating greatly. And when you talk about, you know, Saudi Arabia moving away from the dollar and now aligning themselves with all of these countries and formally applying for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, this is a very big deal. It's getting closer and closer to that moment that Mike Adams calls Operation Sandman, where the countries just say we're done with the dollar because it is no longer the reserve currency, the petrol reserve, and the ramifications of what that means. And that's what everyone is missing. And that's the one thing that I keep harping on. When this happens, you better have your ducks in a row. You better have your house in order, because it's too late if you don't. Because when this happens, you will see a flood, a tsunami of inflation hitting our shores as the world, where there's two or three or four times the amount of dollars outside the country than there is here inside it. You'll see inflation at a level that no one can imagine. And the byproduct of that is spiked interest rates, which blows everything up. And this, to me, is exactly why you are seeing such massive drawdown in supply from the world's exchanges, because the people who have the most money are also closest to the information. And accelerating these trends would be the rumors that are now somewhat substantiated in that Mexico has formally applied to the BRICS. And the rumor that hasn't been substantiated yet is Japan, Australia, and New Zealand entertaining joining the BRICS. The walls are closing in around us, Dunnigan. And I think you asked for what had happened. I don't think you expected this much of an explanation, but this is in 1 week what has happened. And when you talk about an acceleration of events, this is exactly what this is. And to me, it only is exacerbated by the idiocy and the stupidity of our monetary and fiscal policy here at home, and doing things that make us the laughingstock of the world, like meddling with the election and arresting former President Trump on things that are 1,000 times less meaningful than what the own administration's family has been involved in. And I think the world sees this, that we are becoming a country that certainly is not what we once were or what we stood for. And I think it's time for people to wake the heck up and stop looking at gold and silver to make money and look at it for what it is. It is a life raft in a boat that's about ready to go over the falls. And I think it's time for people to understand that. And today's market action, I think, kind of explains that.
Right. And one of the things that seems to be on people's mind, ordinary people's minds, is wanting to know how they keep their families not only safe, but thriving in the times to come, and what the rules are going to be. As Janet Yellen confused everyone a few weekends ago by reversing her proclamation from Friday night with SVB failure, saying we're not going to bail everybody out, to Sunday night saying we are going to bail all the depositors out. When cornered by Congress from Oklahoma, saying, you know, spelling out what you just said as far as the rules of favoring too big to fail banks and everything, it leaves ordinary people trying to figure out how do they position themselves, and in the face of all of these forces that they can't control, what are the new rules of the road going to be that are going to allow them to do well, to get through the upcoming times? We have lots of clients asking us, are the banks going to be safe? Are the brokerage accounts going to be safe? Are our safe deposit, savings and loans going to be safe? Are my stock certificates safe? And all these things, people starting to really try to understand what are the new rules? Because clearly we're not going by the Constitution and gold and silver being constitutional coinage and that sort of thing, we're so far from the printed rules that it leaves people just bewildered as far as how to take their next steps. And I guess what you've usually come back with when faced with that question on our show is about, look what the most informed and the most well-connected and the most wealthy organizations on the planet are doing, and do likewise. Any additional thoughts from you on how people can think about this in a time when it seems so baffling and bewildering what the rules are of the game going forward?
There are no written rules right now. I think you have to go by feel and instinct. You know, when you play a sport and you get good at a sport, you don't think when you play. You go by instinct and feel, and that's what it is to be good at something. You know, when you're a good golfer, you don't think about 80 things in your backswing. You just get up and hit the ball because you have instinct and feel. And in any sport or any game, it's about instinct and feel. And this is no different. This is a big game. It's a high stakes game, but you need to go by your gut instinct and your feel, and your intuition is there to save you in times of chaos and uncertainty. It's just that so few people trust the inner voice and listen to it and go through life regretfully saying, darn it, I knew I should have done that. I think you do what the biggest money in the world is doing, and you distance yourself from the dollar and traditional assets. And what's the worst thing? If you're wrong, you have gold and silver, which have been considered wealth for 5,000 years. What are the only assets that every central bank in the world owns and is accumulating? That's gold, and to a lesser extent, silver. And I think that is all you can do to give yourself a fighting chance. What the biggest money in the world is showing you is that is what they're choosing. And if that is what they're choosing, even though the price and the rhetoric doesn't always align with that, and that's by design, then I still think that is they're showing you their hand by the amount of central bank accumulation and by the drawdown that we continue to see on COMEX. And I do want to mention that, but then I also want to talk about a question that one of your listeners has. The bank, we saw this last week, the U.S. Mint, by the way, has totaled 288,000 ounces of Eagles and Buffaloes gold in March. That's the highest monthly total since October 98. So a lot of people are seeking refuge in gold. And on a year-to-date basis, the gold coin sales are close to 600,000 ounces. That's the highest first quarter since 1999, right before Y2K, which was a big deal. I was in the market back then. I owned Miles Franklin back then, and I remember how chaotic it was then, which is a sliver of what it's like now. One of your listeners asked two questions on last week's show, and it was about, I said there are 15 contracts of silver out there for only every ounce. And really what it means is that there's 15 contracts for every 1,000-ounce bar. Well, I read just the other day, and it was on Schiff Gold on one of his newsletters, that I think he said it was 17 and a half. So it's growing the rehypothecation, meaning that there are 17 contracts issued for every bar. And each one of those contract holders believes they have access to the bar. Well, if all of them try and do that, only one in theory would get it. 16 would be cash settled. So this is what this is what the Hunt brothers saw in 1980, that there were more paper contracts than there were bars backing them. And they stood for delivery. They bought up all they could and stood for delivery, and it would have broken the exchange. So the rules were changed. Well, that's exactly what I am saying here right now, is that the price of silver is not allowed to reflect its real value when the contracts are sold at 17 times rehypothecation. In other words, if each contract was attributed to a specific bar, there would be in essence 17 times more bars there than there are. So that's what I mean by there. And I think it ultimately is incredibly bullish for the price of silver when this system of rehypothecation is broken. And the other question that he brought up was, he says, Andy likes to bring up the Belt Road Initiative, and what a massive infrastructure project it is, highways, roads, bridges, railroads, etc. But I've never quite understand how building an asphalt highway or laying down steel tracks for a railroad would translate into massive demand for silver. And this is from Joe. And Joe, the answer is that you're connecting 75 to 80% of human population, a lot of which is in unindustrialized areas in Africa and South America. And when you look and see what China is doing in their endeavors, it is building infrastructure. They build the railways and the ports and the roads and the bridges, yes, but they have to connect all of this and connect the people through digital connections. And so certainly the need for silver in a digital world is extreme. And when you are bringing online to an industrialized capacity, a good portion of human civilization that has never had that, why the need for silver is extreme. So it has nothing to do with the actual infrastructure itself. It has more to do with connecting all of these people and all of this massive amount of land mass digitally. And so that is where the need for silver comes in, and that's what I was talking about. So I'm always happy to at least explain to people my rationale on these topics that I bring up, and I try to research as well as I can and fact find. And indeed, I did read it on Shift Gold that it was either 17 or 17 and a half. I just read it yesterday, the day before. It was 15 in the one I read a few weeks ago. So that is the genesis of both of those questions.
Just checking in with you, we often like to offer, if when you can, a weekly special, but it has been insane order volume, and we've just been struggling to keep up with things the way they are. Let us know what the status is right now, and we'll work from there.
Yeah, at this point, we're still not offering a special. We have added in the past 30 days 11,790 new clients. 11,790 new clients in 30 days. Now, that's 3 years worth of clients or more. I mean, the amount of volume that we are experiencing is extraordinary. The entire industry is extraordinary, and it is a culmination of many things, but people across the United States are waking up. And so to have a special that could be decimated in one day is not something that is really worth doing. We hope to bring something back next week, but at this point right now, we're just really trying to keep our prices as competitive or more so than anyone in the country, and keep the shelves full as often as we can. It's becoming much, much harder. Again, following a pattern of things that I've been saying on your show for a long time, where, yeah, it's been challenging to keep product in. And I always say it's going to be the defining characteristic of this market, the inability to easily source it. But I've always said that knowing that there would be an expansion at some point into the mainstream. And while we are beginning to slowly see that, it still is pittance compared to what will happen when there is a real awakening, and that the options to safely safeguard your money anywhere have fallen, you know, between the cracks, and there's really nowhere to go but gold and silver. And the point I make is that by that point, it will either be too expensive or too hard to find. And you can see that by the biggest money in the world accumulating it when no one wanted it and pulling it off of the exchanges when everyone thought that would be stupid. They are using classic misdirection of price and rhetoric to position themselves before the boat goes down. And I hope people understand that this is happening. It's happening right now, where we are going to go right back to where we were the last 3 years. Mark my words, we will see that happen. And what is unusual now is you're beginning to see increased premiums in gold. I have not seen that in 3 years. It's happening now. So that is a precursor. And again, when you see the U.S. Mint sell more gold coins than at any time since 1999, in the first quarter, that should tell you that the public's waking up. The smart money is waking up. And that's why we're not having a special right now. It's just too hard to keep anything in stock. Rapidly depleting specials is not something that I think is in the best interest of all involved.
Well, we appreciate your informed update to us, Andy, of what's going on both globally on the pivot away from the dollar and on the inventory situation with the retail industry. We've even seen communications come out from other dealerships, major dealerships, talking about the impacts to their ability to perform against normal service targets in this environment, and asking everyone for their patience, realizing that we're trying to serve as many as possible as an industry, not just as a dealership, but as an industry, trying to get people what they need. And it's going to be extremely challenging and require a lot of patience on everyone's part. So again, folks, appreciate that patience from you as we go through this, and be assured that Miles Franklin and other dealers are going to be doing everything they can to make sure that you get what you need within the constraints that we're all facing. And Andy, any final thoughts for you before we wrap?
No, I really don't. I think I've been very clear, and I'll say it again. Trust your gut. I think this time it's different. I really do. This time it's different, and the world is showing us that by their reluctance to continue to hold dollars and their acceptance of new agreements that will sidestep everything that has made this country what it was. And that is the ability to use dollars as the world reserve currency. You take that away from us and it's a very different world. And I think that's exactly what is happening. And it is accelerating in pace, as you can see, in 7 days, 20 things that would have normally happened over a year or two are happening in 1 week, and I'm sure there are other things that I missed. So no, time to act is now, and I don't know, I just appreciate the opportunity to say this stuff to you and everyone out there. Done again every Tuesday, and I'll look forward to seeing this through to the end with you, and let's just hope that we affect enough people out there to make these changes and to protect themselves while they still can.
Miles Franklin Precious Metals is one of America's oldest and most trusted bullion dealers. Miles Franklin is A+ rated and accredited by the Better Business Bureau, licensed and bonded, and has zero complaints ever registered. Here at Liberty and Finance, we are licensed brokers with Miles Franklin. To order, simply call us, discuss your needs, and we can let you know our live inventory, prices, and availability, and lock in your order over the phone. Once your order is locked, the price is held for you regardless of market fluctuations, and the metals are reserved for you awaiting your settled payment. Within one business day of ordering, you will receive an email invoice detailing the order and payment instructions. Miles Franklin accepts payments by bank wire, ACH or electronic check, money order, check mailed priority mail, and cryptocurrency. The fastest forms of payment are bank wire and cryptocurrency. Upon settled payment, metals will ship out within 3 to 5 business days. You will receive tracking information via email. Domestic shipping charges are $15 for any order under 500 ounces of silver or 10 ounces of gold. For orders larger than that, domestic shipping is free. The package will be boxed, fully insured, and labeled discreetly, with no indication of the contents inside. For your privacy, the name Miles Franklin will not even be on the package. To talk to myself, Kaiser, my brother Elijah, or my father Dunnigan, call 1-888-81-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-815-4237.